t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Attorney General Merrick Garland in Uvalde, Texas, detailing the Justice Department's probe into the 2022 Uvalde school mass shooting. Garland says failures by police included waiting over an hour to stop the gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers.
As I told families and survivors last night, the department's review concluded that a series of major failures, failures in leadership, in tactics, in communications, in training, and in preparedness, were made by law enforcement leaders and others responding to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary.
The DOJ findings recommendations include better training between police agencies. Ahead of Friday's shutdown deadline, the Senate and House voting today on a stopgap measure to fund the government through early March. And the deep freeze and back-to-back winter storms nationwide now being blamed for more than two dozen deaths. This is ABC News. Another chapter in the Apple Watch copyright infringement saga.
Apple has started selling versions of the Apple Watch Series 9 and Ultra 2 with a disabled blood oxygen sensor. The smartwatches had been slated for a ban as the tech giant fights a copyright infringement case over that sensor with a medical device company called Masimo. Earlier this week, U.S. Customs ruled that Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches without blood oxygen features fall outside of the scope of the case. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Last year, the International Trade Commission ruled Apple had infringed on Masimo's patents. Apple is appealing the ruling. Another case of airline passengers misbehaving, this time on a flight from Japan to Seattle. Officials say an American who was drunk bit a flight attendant, forcing that flight to return to Tokyo. The man was in custody. Recent incidents of biting or hitting crew members resulted in fines of around $80,000. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Yeah, we're replacing the carpets too, so don't worry about that.
No fresh powder yet, but Dan's Ski Lodge has an avalanche of projects.
Yeah, those four rooms are getting hot tubs.
He needs a staff engineer to navigate a flurry of new requests.
And all of those will be fully ADA accessible.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard.
Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Starting off sunny today with clouds increasing. High temperatures climb to the teens, and with winds calmer today, it'll actually feel like that. By tonight, we'll see a few flurries flying around with chance of snow through the overnight. And we could be waking up to a trace to a half an inch of snow on the ground tomorrow morning. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 1-800-281-8193. It's 5 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A Weston man will serve federal prison time after more than 1,000 doses of fentanyl were found in his possession. Mike Leishner has more from Wausau.
Jacob Gould will serve 7 years behind bars after officers caught him with more than 100 grams of the drug that he had just purchased from a supplier. He later admitted he would be repackaging the drug to sell in the Wausau area. A search of his home turned up nearly 1,000 doses of fentanyl, leading Judge William Conley to say the 34-year-old's habits constituted a serious offense that endangered the community.
Carbon monoxide is believed to have led to the death of 2 people in a suburban Milwaukee home. The Greenfield Fire Department said crews arrived on the scene to check on a reported gas leak. They found 2 victims inside of the home. No gas leak was found, but elevated levels of carbon monoxide were. The department had to ventilate the building just to get inside. No working carbon monoxide detectors were found. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this, an authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank, that's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Anibis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And the Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. And SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Firefighters from Township, Rock Creek, Mondovi, Elk Mound, and Eau Claire all responded to a structure fire in the town of Brunswick last night, just before 9. Firefighters responded to the blaze just off of Mitchell Road and found heavy smoke coming from a shed. There were no reports of any injuries. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. There are some changes coming for the Durand Police Department's Explorer program. During last week's City Council meeting, Chief Ridgway said the program would run for two Sundays for 2 weeks for 6 hours each day instead of the six Sundays at 2 hours each week. Ridgway said the goal was to get more participation in the program. The Explorers program is open for 6th through 12th grade students to let them learn about law enforcement, firefighting, and emergency responders. More details on the dates of the program are expected in the coming months. One of the Democratic candidates for the 3rd Congressional District has ended her campaign. Tara Johnson cited in a statement to supporters that while having three women in a primary demonstrates the progress women have made, having a crowded field means contenders are consumed with competing for money to win the August primary, when beating Derek Van Orden in November is the most important thing. Representative Katrina Shankland, Rebecca Cook, and Eric Wilson are all headed to the August primary for the right to face incumbent Republican Representative Derek Van Orden in November. Van Orden has not yet said if he's seeking re-election. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking to update the rules for strip-searching students in the state schools. The state assembly is scheduled to vote today on a new plan that would expand strip searches to include students down to their underwear. The proposal would also make it clear just when someone can order a student to take their clothes off. The changes come after a superintendent near Green Bay ordered a group of high school girls to strip down to their underwear as part of a vape cartridge search. Prosecutors weren't allowed to charge the superintendent because Wisconsin law didn't cover underwear searches in school. A Minnesota lawmaker is planning another effort to legalize sports betting in Minnesota. Republican State Senator Jerry Miller of Winona unveiled his proposed legislation yesterday. Miller made an unsuccessful effort to get sports gambling legalized last year, but says he's been working to gather bipartisan support for the latest proposal. Minnesota's 11 tribal nations would have the chance to offer retail and mobile sports betting, and licenses could also be issued to allow sports betting at horse tracks and sports stadiums. Minnesota would level a 15% tax on sports betting revenue under Miller's proposal. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Those wanting to help the Gina and Tony Hurlburt family recover from the house fire earlier this week in Durand can drop off donations at St. Vincent de Paul in Durand. St. Vincent is taking all donations, including gas, gift cards, clothing, and other items for the family at the store in Durand. Now, when dropping off items, let the staff know that it's for the Hurlburt family. There's a warning about using too much power from electric utilities here in western Wisconsin. Eau Claire Energy Co-op's Adam Westaby said there's only so much power available each day, and when it's cold outside, people tend to use more power. Eau Claire Co-op yesterday asked people not to use their electric water heater, heat pump, or boiler. Riverland Energy and Pierce Pepin Energy Cooperatives also were asking members to reduce power usage. Eau Claire Energy Co-op says peak times are the toughest, which means energy usage is stretched to both start the day and once again when people get home from work. Wisconsin lawmakers want to spend more than $5 million to help kids in the state lose weight. The Speaker's Task Force on Childhood Obesity released a report this week. Among the recommendations are two plans that would spend $5 million to come up with childhood obesity prevention and management programs. Another plan would spend about $500,000 to help parents on food stamps buy more fruits and vegetables. In Wisconsin, 10% of children between the ages of 2 and 5-year-olds are obese, 15% of 6 to 11-year-olds are obese, and 18% of 12 to 17-year-olds are also obese. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking to legalize lemonade stands for kids. A Senate panel will hold a hearing today on a plan that would stop local governments from requiring kids and teens under 18 from needing a license to open up a lemonade stand or something similar. The proposal says as long as the stand is operated only occasionally and doesn't sell potentially hazardous food, then the kids can open up a stand as they see fit. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Country music legend Willie Nelson isn't slowing down now that he's hit his 90th birthday. Nelson will be coming to the Minnesota in May as part of his Willie Nelson and Family concert tour. Nelson will play shows in Moorhead on May 20th and 21st before moving on to Duluth May 23rd. Tickets for those shows go on sale tomorrow. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Becoming cloudy today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. 50% chance of snow late this afternoon. Highs near 10, north winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy, 50% chance of snow early, low 4 below. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 6. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas versus Colfax girls basketball tonight. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip-off at 7:15 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Without Giannis Antetokounmpo in the lineup, the Bucks lacked energy, and it showed. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They were blown out by 40 in Cleveland, falling 135-95 to the Cavaliers. The Bucks are in Detroit on Saturday. College basketball tonight, Horizon League leading Green Bay Phoenix take their show on the road to face Wright State. UW-Milwaukee also at Northern Kentucky, but 8th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers get a practice day today before hosting the Indiana Hoosiers tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. The Packers held a walkthrough yesterday, and Matt LaFleur will put his team through more of a structured practice today before facing the 49ers in the divisional playoff round on Saturday night. 49ers have won each of the past four meetings against the Packers in the postseason. San Fran has won twice in the divisional playoff round, once in the wild card round, and once in the 2020 NFC Championship game. In Dallas, Mike McCarthy returning for the final year of his contract with the Cowboys. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. and your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt. But I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
Rolla gets more seat time in the Cup Series. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Even though the NASCAR season is over, the show fun never stops. Keep up with all the latest racing news as we dive deep into driver, team, and track activities every weekday throughout the offseason on NASCAR Today. With breaking stories and unique peeks behind the scenes as the NASCAR world prepares for a new season in 2024. Catch NASCAR Today every weekday on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Rick Ware Racing announced that Kaz Grala has joined the team and will drive the number 15 car in 25 NASCAR Cup Series races this season, beginning with next month's Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. His first championship points event will be at the Atlanta Motor Speedway later in February. Grala drove for Sam Hunt Racing last year in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, picking up a pair of top five finishes and finishing 17th in the final standings. And fast food chain Wendy's will return to the sport this year with Trackhouse Racing, a partnership that includes two Cup Series races and one Xfinity event with Shane Van Gisbergen. For more off-season news, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Backyard beekeeping can be a honey of a hobby. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If thousands of stinging insects flying around doesn't faze you, there's a market to tap into as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Get into beekeeping for a variety of reasons. Maybe they want the honey, need the bees for pollinating a fruit crop, or just to help increase the declining honeybee population. It's wise for new beekeepers to start out small with just a couple of hives. You will also need a hive tool for opening the hives, a smoker to subdue the bees, and a bee brush to gently remove them from a surface. Jim Tu is the state beekeeping specialist for Alabama Cooperative Extension. He says spring is the ideal time to get started. Visit with other beekeepers in the area and go to meetings to learn about the hobby and find where you can buy bees.
Package bees
is a screen box of bees that has 3 pounds of bees, a queen, and a feeder. So essentially, the new beekeeper is buying a swarm in the very early spring months, and these will be provided by area beekeepers who have become specialists.
You need an understanding of the honeybee's behavior during handling and moving, and probably most importantly, know what your reaction is to bee stings. When your bees arrive, be sure you're wearing protective gear.
Most new beekeepers really start out suited up, head to foot, top to bottom, front to back. Nothing is exposed. But as they grow, they tend to lighten that equipment load more and more, so that probably after 2 or 3 years, they're basically just wearing a light top suit and a veil to protect their eyes.
Honeybees can be kept almost anywhere there are flowering plants that produce nectar and pollen. Choose a site that is discreet and sheltered from winds. Learn more about getting into beekeeping at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the Spicy Deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
13 in downtown Durant. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets on WRDN at the Mercantile Exchange. February milk down 6 to 1565. March down 9 to 1605. April down 10 to 1680. May up 3 at 1753. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 2 and 3 quarters to 144. 40-pound blocks down 3 at 147. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are moving up mostly higher. Active gains in the feeder cattle futures today quickly caught the attention of all of the cattle markets as well. Now, hog futures remain mixed in a narrow to moderate trading range due to limited morning volume and a lack of fundamental directional support as well. Traders also are adjusting positions ahead of Friday's cattle on feed report strength, and cash markets also helping cattle prices again. February live cattle up $1.62 to $174.72. April up $1.95 to $177.57. June up $1.62 to $174.42. January feeder cattle up $2.67 to $2.31. March up $2.77 to $232.55. April up $2.62 to $237.82. February hogs down 25 cents to $71.20. April up 45 cents to $78.42. May steady at $83.95. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets are slightly higher today, even though ethanol margins do remain under pressure with soft driving demand and logistic issues due to the poor weather. South American weather shows little change for first crop of corn. The Daily Wire was also quiet, so with weekly sales for the export reports delayed until Friday. Soybeans, though, they are moving mostly mixed. The early strength is fading as product values remain under pressure and export demand remains soft. Meanwhile, wheat markets, they are moving mostly higher after buying it resumed in Kansas City and Minneapolis, and that's helped to support the rest of the wheat markets. The plains should maintain snow cover until warmer temperatures return next week. March corn up 1 to 443 and a quarter. May up a half to 454 and a quarter. July up a quarter to 462 and three quarters. New crop up a quarter to 475 and a quarter. March beans now up 2 to 1207 and three quarters. May up a quarter to 1218 and a half. July down a quarter to 1228. New crop down a quarter to 1188 and three quarters. March soybean meal down $1.10 to $357.60. March soybean oil down 30 cents to $47.40. Chicago wheat wheat at March up 2.25 to 584.75, May up 1.5 to 596, and July up 1.75 to 603.75. Minneapolis wheat, March up 10.5 now to 690.75, May up 8.75 to 699.25. Energy markets today moving mostly higher. February crude oil up $1.38 to 73.94. March up $1.32 to 73.80. February and March gas both up 3 cents. February at 216, March at 219. That's check of national markets at the midday. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. With the frigid weather conditions we've been experiencing, what our beef cattle needs. We'll talk about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The blast of Arctic air across the nation does have beef cattle producers on edge. University of Illinois Extension beef cattle educator Teresa Steckler says there are a few things that need to be done to protect animals from the cold.
There's a couple different things going on here. One is the fact we've had a lot of rain as of late. Hair coats may be wet, which has also led to wet ground. With these frigid temperatures that are coming, we really need to get some corn stovers or something, straw, something down on the ground. If you do not have a windbreak, try to figure out how to make a windbreak. That could really help these animals out in these trying times when the wind chill drops below 20 degrees. As the wind picks up and they have a wet hair coat, they need even more grub, more resources, more nutrition to get them through these trying times.
Steckler says upping the feed intake is also important. If the cattle are shivering, they're not getting enough food to keep warm.
They need to have good, high-quality feedstuffs during this time to keep the microbial action going and producing the heat. But if they have a wet hair coat and you're not feeding them enough, they'll probably go into shivering. They'll probably quit eating, and they'll probably quit drinking water. So keep a good eye on the cattle. The other thing that you want to really do is we're going to have a spring breeding coming up. We need to provide areas for bulls to be able to rest when they lay down. You want to ensure that the scrotums do not get frostbitten or any other areas vital to reproduction. So that could really impact the bull's ability to get your cows pregnant.
Again, the University of Illinois' Teresa Steckler says the primary needs for beef cattle as the temperatures drop are to give them a place for shelter from the wind and increase their feed rations. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association will be hosting their annual winter conference on Saturday, February 17th in Mauston. Speakers include David Rudd, the supervisory wildlife biologist at USDA's APHIS. Rudd will provide an update on the federal listing status of wolves, the current efforts to delist wolves from the Endangered Species Act, trends in wolf livestock conflicts, and an overview of the methods and techniques being used to address those conflicts. There'll also be a grazing panel, and Jordan Lamb, Wisconsin Cattlemen's Legal Counsel, will also update legislative progress on various issues to those in attendance. For more information, visit wisconsincattlemen.com/winter conference. The Farmers Market Coalition, in partnership with the University of Wisconsin-Madison, has announced an award from USDA's Agriculture and Food Research Initiative grant program to strengthen the capacity for farmers markets to attract new customers. The project will include a national survey to identify current and potential farmers market consumers, with an emphasis on individuals underrepresented at farmers markets. From those findings, messaging strategies will be tested on social media. The project will then create and distribute resources that market operators can use to publicize their market to those audience segments. USDA released its final 23 crop production report, showing a rise in corn production and a drop in soybean production. 2023 corn production hit a record 15.3 billion bushels, 12% above 2022. The average yield was a record high 177.3 bushels an acre. Soybean production in 2023 reached 4.16 billion bushels, 2% lower than 2022. The average yield, 50.6 bushels per acre. Meanwhile, the December WASDE report did call for greater corn production, larger domestic use, and higher ending stocks. The season average price was down 5 cents to 480 a bushel. In soybeans, supplies rose 31 million bushels over November's prediction. Projected soybean ending stocks totaled 280 million bushels. That was up 35 million. Season average soybean price is $12.75 a bushel. That's 15 cents below November. Meanwhile, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas had plenty to offer in the way of future technology, including self-driving cars and artificial intelligence. Radio Inc. says broadcasters should be encouraged that radio will continue to show up in high-tech events like CES. Radio's largest presence was in the car for everyday life. Now, one company showed off the DTS AutoStage technology. It offered a visual way to enjoy radio and in-car games like Jeopardy. Now, the same company also showed off adding HD radio to Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Now, John Deere was actually at the CES, and it showed off its future farmer-focused technology, which included radio still playing a big part of the in-cab entertainment system. That's become more important when looking at agriculture's push to preserve the AM band in rural America. A group of lawmakers is asking the Department of Agriculture to swiftly open the 2024 Dairy Margin Coverage Program sign-up. The program is the nation's risk management tool for dairy producers that helps farmers manage changes between milk prices and feed costs. The lawmakers, including Iowa Representative Randy Fensterwright, now as we are nearly halfway through January, there continues to be no indication given to producers of when they'll be eligible to select their DMC coverage level for 2024. The delay, the lawmakers say, coupled with the unpredictable nature of the industry, is concerning for the farm economy and constituents we represent. Throughout 2023, dairy producers faced numerous challenges. High input costs, continued inflation, and unpredictable weather concerns, meaning that programs like DMC, which provide certainty during unstable economic conditions, are vital for producers in rural communities, the letter said. The lawmakers are urging USDA to quickly open up the sign-up period to provide producers certainty in 2024. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
A clipper system will bring some chances of some light snow today in our ag weather forecast. After that system moves through, another blast of Arctic air will follow Thursday night. Now, it looks like the coldest period will be Friday night into Saturday morning. But then the temperatures will begin to moderate back to above normal next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. 50% chance of snow late this afternoon. Highs near 10 above. Northwest winds at around 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of snow. Lows near 4 below. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Tomorrow, partly sunny. High 6 above. For Saturday, sunshine. Highs 10 above. Sunday, mostly cloudy. A low of 14 and highs in the low 30s. Monday, mostly cloudy. Highs once again in the low 30s. Looking ahead for Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs both days in the upper 30s.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Thank you.
to wash the sins out of that house. There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of.
Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I left out of Tucson with no destination in mind. I was running from trouble and the jail term the judge had in mind. And the border meant freedom, a new life, romance. That's why I thought I should go and start my life over on the seashores of old Mexico. Night in Juarez, lost all the money I had. One bad señorita made use of one innocent lad. But I must keep on running. it's too late to turn back. I'm wanted in Tucson, I'm told. Yeah, and things will blow over on the seashores of old Mexico. Two Mexican farmers en route to a town I can't say. Let me ride on the back of a flatbed half loaded with hay. Down through Durango, Colima, Palmyra, then in the Manzanillo, where I slept in the sunshine on the seashores of old Mexico. Siesta, I came wide awake in the night. I was startled by someone who shadowed the pale moonlight. My newfound companion, one young señorita, who offered a broken hello. To the gringo she found on the seashores of old Mexico. She spoke of Sonora and swore that she'd never return. For her Mexican husband, she really had no great concern. Cause she loved the gringo, hair and lingo, that's all I needed to know. Yeah, I found what I needed on the seashores of old Mexico. Yeah, she loved the gringo, my red hair and lingo, that's all I needed to know. Yeah, I found needed on the seashores of old Mexico.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Pleasure here on earth I find.